Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
So much to dish about, starting with Tristan Thompson's apology.
Also apologizing is Andy Cohen. Maybe Tristan should also blame the alcohol.
Hmm. And later on, Andrew Freund is joining us. He'll be talking about his adventures across the pond in London for the No Time to Die Blu-ray release. But first, we got a new set here at the ATL.
Nice.
It looks very beautiful.
It's beautiful, don't you agree?
Beautiful. And Gary and Brad are off, but hanging out with us, we have the hilarious, multi-talented writer, comedian, and actress, Vanessa Fraction!
Hey, Brad, hey, everybody! So happy to be back. All right, Headcrack, what you got first?
All right, out here, there's a lot of rumors in these gossip-filled streets, and Tristan Thompson's at the top of it all. Now, Tristan admitted that he cheated on Khloe Kardashian with Marilee Nichols and confirmed that he is the baby's father. You are the father.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Now, Tristan Thompson copied and pasted a statement on Instagram which said,
I'm sure he wrote this months ago.
Today, paternity test results revealed that I fathered a child with Marilee Nichols. He used to say a different name. I sincerely apologize to everyone I've hurt. Khloe, you don't deserve the heartache and humiliation that I have caused you. You don't deserve the way I've treated you over the years. Again, I'm incredibly so sorry.
Wow.
Like, did Tristan have this in an envelope, like, unsealed in case of emergency?
1,000,000%. He wrote this 2 years ago.
It was his iPhone notes. Now, what do y'all think? Because, like, you know, he was very adamant about the fact that he did not get this woman pregnant. Are you shocked that he owned up and apologized to Khloe?
No, I'm not shocked that he owned up to it. I'm shocked he wrote such a long passage about it. He could have just said, I am the father, and left it at that.
Yes.
When, and I feel, you know, Khloe wanted True to have siblings, and now True has siblings. She wanted a baby.
Yeah, True has like 3 siblings.
I feel bad because I remember Khloe made this whole deep statement on his birthday.
I remember when she
said, you are true to your word, you are showing who you are, I love you. And isn't that the day that he conceived that baby on his birthday?
Khloe's looking for a prince, but she needs a frog.
Well, maybe there's somebody in the NBA who has the right heart, who wants to do the
hilarious
right thing.
Why you say they had to be in the NBA, Sherry?
Because all her boyfriends have been in the... Have there been any outside of the NBA?
I think there was one
NFL. No, that's not a bad thing.
I think that's a downfall.
Yeah, try to WNBA.
I date comics. Sometimes you... Oh, damn, HJ.
Might do you better. You might do better.
All right, y'all. Speaking of apologies, Andy Cohen is making one of his own. But let me tell you why. On CNN's New Year's Eve countdown, did y'all see this?
Yes.
I know we all saw this. Andy got drunk and dissed Ryan Seacrest. Hey, girl, check it out.
Just my homie like that.
We started our fog machine.
From Ryan Seacrest, group of losers that are performing behind us. I mean, with all due, if you've been watching ABC tonight, you've seen nothing. I'm sorry.
Well, on his Sirius XM radio show, Andy apologized, and he said, the only thing that I regret saying is that I slammed the ABC broadcast, and I really like Ryan Seacrest, and he's a great guy. I was just stupid and drunk and feeling it. Mm. Now, despite the rumors that CNN was firing Andy from the gig, CNN said Andy said something he shouldn't have on live TV. We've addressed it with him, and we look forward to having him back again next year.
Wow.
If
I said that, I would have been fired and blacklisted.
You would have been gone. So you would have been brownlisted and gone.
Done.
All of us.
All of us.
See,
yeah.
Chewy don't run a franchise, though.
This is why you don't get white people Hennessy. They ain't ready for it.
Okay, somebody who ain't apologizing for nothing is RuPaul. The drag superstar was on the Ellen show, and Ellen asked him to tell the audience something naughty he did in the 80s.
And the cab driver took me down there. This is about a $9 cab ride, right? So he said, listen, hey, if you put your foot over the front seat, he will give me the fare for free. So I just put my foot over the front seat. He did what he needed to do, and I got out of the cab without having to pay.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Yes. Yes. So to everyone, my question is,
yes,
is it prostitution? Let me finish the question, Chewy. Is it prostitution if it's only feet and no money is exchanged?
You know, I
wish an Uber driver or a Lyft would let me put my feet over the seat and not really? Have to pay that $70
from really? The airport.
Yeah. From my the airport.
Might be like a third option in the payment options.
Yeah. My boy drives Uber and he says he's always offered sex.
Really?
Always.
Really? He's yes. still working there, sir?
All the time. All the time.
Yeah, but this is the first time. Like, RuPaul, he wanted RuPaul's feet.
I bet your shoe went back on easier.
Oh, it slid right in.
Okay? Right on.
See, that's the thing is that they said it was in the 80s. So had you asked me in the 80s... Maybe.
New York in the 80s. Right. Like,
a lot of things were going on in the 80s.
It's like garbage kids live yeah. in New York in the 80s.
Yeah. But in the 20s.
I don't know.
No.
Uber and Lyft have lifted their fees. Mm-hmm. So I might put my feet up there.
I might put it up there too.
Yeah, it's
we need
a little
to start
expensive
Uplift.
To take me.
Well, that's an option.
Call it Uplift?
Yeah.
I like it. I like it.
All right, guys, this is some rich people problems right here. So Kathy and Nikki Hilton almost sent Paris Hilton beyond. During a recent episode of Paris Hilton's reality show, Paris in Love, the mother and sister duo decided it would be funny to pull a mean girl wedding prank on Paris because she was taking forever to plan her wedding.
Wow.
Well, Kathy and Nikki had Paris meet them for lunch in the middle of a field in Malibu and pretended they had arranged a surprise wedding for her right on the spot. But Paris's reaction to the faux wedding is hilarious. Check this out, y'all.
Please tell me you're joking.
Why?
Nikki got married at Kensington Palace. I'm not getting married here.
It's beautiful. It is nice for, like, lunch, but for a wedding, it's beyond.
Please tell me you're joking. Please.
We're joking.
Not funny.
Yo.
Nikki got married at Kensington?
Right.
What in the rich people problems is happening here?
Yo.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Now, who here?
I want to get married in Malibu.
But you saw the Malibu Fields.
Yes.
Which, mm-hmm. Who would be happy to have their wedding in the middle of a Malibu Field? You,
right here.
Chewy,
yes, absolutely.
I said, yes, I would. It was a beautiful field.
Me.
Beautiful open field.
I didn't like the field.
No.
I didn't like that field. I want some buildings and pretty stuff.
Okay,
as
flowers.
As a guy, if you did a pop-up wedding on me, I would have fled on foot. I would look like every suspect ever on the news in L.A. when they gated Chase. Like, you know, you gotta be ready for that sort of thing.
HK is married. Vanessa, you're single.
No, ma'am. I got married in April 2012.
Oh!
I'm married.
Was it in the field in Malibu? Where was the wedding?
No, I was in Marietta, but listen.
Okay.
You got married in Marietta Square?
In Marietta Square, bro. But it was nice.
Congratulations. So
thank
I asked two married people over there in the ATL. Were there any wedding pranks that anybody pulled on your day?
Mm.
Congrats.
I'm about to say, I don't call it a prank when people just don't show up. I didn't invite you, so I guess.
Did you have any people like show up unexpectedly to your weddings?
No, nobody showed up, but I thought it was a prank when all of my bridesmaids was like, you know you don't have to do this.
I thought it was real.
Yo, okay, you should have ran for the hills.
They all go, you know you don't have to do this.
They were looking out for you.
You gotta listen to this.
Wow.
Coming up, Don Cheadle reminisces about America's golden girl, Betty White. All of this and more after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all.
Hey.
Hey, look who's joining us here in LA. It is Andrew Freund. Hey, Andrew.
I'm here, guys. And you know what? I had a chance to go to London to dish with Naomi Harris about the latest James Bond film. And I'll have that for you a bit later. But first, Sherry, what's up?
What's up is we want to go to London, too. We need to send like us to London.
Right?
We'll interview people.
Hey. They only sent me to Inglewood, bro.
That's the closest we'll get.
The furthest they sent my ass.
Well, Andrew, we all know our favorite golden girl, Betty White, passed on at the age of 99 on New Year's Eve. Now, Betty was loved by so many people and touched so many hearts. One of the hearts she touched was Don Cheadle, who is among so many celebrities who shared his favorite memory of Betty when they were on set of the Golden Girls spinoff series, The Golden Palace. Yes. He wrote, when we were shooting scenes together, it was difficult for the DP to get the lighting right between my chocolate and Betty's white. She was either a ghost or I was the shadow. I came on set one day and Betty had darkened her makeup and hair a bit in an attempt to accommodate for it. Nobody asked her to do it, and that's just one small example of her overflowing generosity.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Such a blessing
to do that.
That's amazing.
So
cool.
I remember when I first met her, because I looked up to her, I watched the show.
Yes.
And she was wearing one of her signature track suits.
Mm.
Oh.
Like, she was the kindest, sweetest, nicest. And I know you had the same experience.
Yeah, I worked with Betty on a show called Hot in Cleveland.
Oh, yeah.
And the one thing that I learned from Betty is graciousness. You know, she told the writers to give me all of the funny lines. No, who does that in Hollywood?
Oh,
she told them, she was like, make her funnier, make her funnier, make her funnier.
Wow. Yeah. Mm.
And I used to say to Betty White all the time, I used to say, Betty, I'm going to be just like you. I'm going to sleep my way to the top. She would crack up every like, she'd love, like, body humor like that.
Aww. And she had this, like, aura of positivity. Like, it was all positive. It was all good. It was all grace.
But she reinvented herself really well. Y'all remember the Super Bowl commercial where they jumped on her?
Yo, when you're not yourself when you're hungry?
Like, and then she was relevant again.
Yeah, she was always relevant, though, to me, Sharon. I'm glad y'all shared those beautiful stories, because she was, I always want to thank her for being a friend in my head. You know what I mean? Like, I still go to bed watching The Golden Girls.
Well, moving on, I guess rapper Kodak Black missed the memo when Jay-Z said he didn't think any rapper could hold their own against him in a Versus battle. So yesterday, Kodak took to Twitter and issued a public Versus challenge to Hov, but his proposal came with the specific terms. He said, I'll do a Versus with Jay-Z. If he win, he gets 15% of my catalog. I win, he makes me the president of Roc Nation. Now, Kodak Black, you could have just gave him a song.
Does Kodak Black have a catalog that extensive to go up against
Rihanna? I was wondering.
You are related to Kodak Black.
Does Jay-Z need the money? Does he need 15% of that? I think
Jay-Z,
he's good.
Yeah.
I think that's how rich
anything.
People stay rich, by taking more money from other people.
Yeah.
True,
but is
party.
Kodak, and I'm just saying, because I'm not really familiar with Kodak Black.
Yeah.
Would he be one to go up against Jay-Z as opposed to a Snoop or a
no.
I think the fact you said you're not that familiar with Kodak Black says no. No.
All right, so HK, I hear you have something to jumpstart our New Year's resolution to get healthy. What's up?
I want you to be the best you in 2022, and your New Year's resolution starts and ends with the D'Herbs Full Body Cleanse. D'Herbs has been helping people lose weight for over 15 years with thousands of five-star reviews, and many of our success stories have lost 30 pounds in only 20 days. Just listen to this real D'Herbs success story.
So the D'Herbs Full Body Cleanse helped me lose 53 pounds.
Wow.
There you go.
53?
Yes, 53 pounds. I have tried every other diet out there, and this is not just a diet. This is a way of life.
Full Body Cleanse, it works.
I not only got off the blood pressure medicine, no longer pre-diabetic, but also I had heartburn and all that, and then lost the weight. I mean, that was, to me, life-changing.
Don't struggle with trendy diets or unreasonable workout routines in 2022. Make a commitment that will get results. Visit dherbs.com now and get a nice discount with promo code DISH. That's dherbs.com, promo code DISH to become the best you in 2022.
Dish Nation.
All right, welcome back. All right, so Andrew, I'm going to hit you with my British accent, okay?
Yeah, let's hear it.
So I heard you went across the pond and tapped into your inner 007. Tell us about it.
What the f*** was that?
British accent.
I love it.
I went to celebrate the Blu-ray release of No Time to Die, and I sat down with Naomi Harris and Billy Magnuson. Then I strapped into an original Defender driven by Daniel Craig's stunt driver. I got the ultimate James Bond 007 experience. Check it out.
No Time to Die Blu-ray, what are some of the kind of behind-the-scenes things that we might see that you got to experience?
Well, you get 60 minutes of behind-the-scenes action that is not in the movie, so it's very tantalizing and very exciting and very thrilling, and I think real Bond fans are going to absolutely love that.
Someone read their talking point.
Oh my gosh, why are you outing me now? I'm like the good student. I always do my homework.
Favorite Bond girl and why?
Favorite Bond girl. Oh my gosh. It has to be Halle Berry though.
No.
I mean, she's the ultimate, right?
I know.
She is just everything.
First, I gotta ask you, why you gotta do Daniel Craig dirty like that?
Why does Daniel Craig gotta do me dirty like that?
I don't know, man.
Why? It's the Logan Ash movie. I don't know. James Bond, no.
Question, since you were in The Many Saints of Newark, I wanna know which one of the Sopranos could outsmart James Bond and why? Who do you think?
Which one of the, none of them. None of them. They're all a bunch of morons. It would probably be Tony Soprano, honestly. I mean, James Gandolfini's portrayal of Tony Soprano is just absolutely unbelievable. And David Chase creating a TV series which transformed the landscape of TV forever, you know, about a mobster going to therapy, you're like, chef's kiss. Dish Nation.
Okay, now Mark, tell me what the hell I'm doing here today.
So we've got the actual Defender that was in the film. This is not just a toy, this is the real one. And we've got a few other bits going on, and hopefully you're going to have a good experience.
All right, let's go. F*** it up, Mark.
Oh, damn, I've never felt like such a badass. Whoa!
Wow. Oh my gosh. Oh. Andrew.
Yo, Andrew, you was dressed fresh to death like a Bond villain as well. Like you
yeah,
really
you
pulled up
all
for
right,
the bus.
The world's smallest Bond villain. Sure. Yeah, I mean, the whole thing was wild. It was one of the most amazing experiences I've ever gotten to do.
How did you keep everything in your stomach?
It was like the best Disney ride you've ever been on in your entire life.
Wow. Yeah.
And the guy driving was Daniel's actual driver.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And I just strapped in. I said a little prayer. I mean, I'm a Jew, but I did the little cross thing that y'all do. And
you got the Holy Spirit in
everything. I got the Holy something in me. So it was incredible. You guys, be sure to check out No Time to Die out right now on Blu-ray.
Well, that was cool. So, all right, everybody, coming up, Amy Schumer goes Maury Povich on her husband's birthday. We'll get into that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
So, welcome back, y'all. Now, before we continue, Andrew, I hear that you are cheating on us this week with Hoda. Mm.
All right, now, I would never cheat on you, Sherry or Chewy, but I will be on the Today Show on Thursday in the 10 a.m. hour with Hoda and Jenna. Please check it out.
Nice.
Yes.
That is amazing. Well, let's see how you do today on the show for our last segment of the day, Andrew. How about that, brother?
Yeah.
All right, so Amy Schumer's husband, Chris Fisher, just turned 42, and Amy surprised him with a birthday cake, but not just any birthday cake. It was a cake that read, "You are not the father. Happy birthday."
Oh, yeah.
Well, Chris knows his wife's sense of humor, and it was all out of fun. Yo, this is hilarious. Yeah. How much do you think Tristan Thompson was somewhere wishing this cake was his instead?
Oh, my God.
He probably shed a tear when he saw this story. That could have been me.
When you can laugh at each other and you know each other's like sense of humor and you can just not take each other seriously like that, I love that.
Like, do you laugh making love?
Yes, no. I laugh during sex.
Really?
Yes. I laugh when I climax. I just start giggling.
Really?
I just start giggling. I'm like,
I can see that joke going wrong.
I can see that going really bad fast. I'd be in the fetal position like, why is she laughing?
Because I feel good.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
No.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.